This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Cecilia Salazar. Date of birth, November the 22nd, 1963. Case ID number is 545-6816. Date of exam, May the 4th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes. From Shoreline Orthopedics, dated 3/18/2022. Identifying information. This is a 59-year-old separated female with 5 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of decreased vision, comma, hearing loss, comma, osteoarthritis with right knee surgery, comma, and back and neck pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in June of 2022, where she worked for a packing company for 5 years. She was also a welder for 1 year and mostly did migrant working the rest of her life. At the present time, she lives in a house with her daughter and is not receiving disability benefits. The claimant states that when she did work, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. Allegations, number one, decreased vision. Number two, hearing loss. Number three, osteoarthritis with right knee surgery. Number four, back and neck pain. History of allegations, number one, decreased vision. The claimant states that in 2006, she started to have problems with both of her eyes. She denies being nearsighted, comma, having glaucoma, comma, diabetes, comma, hypertension, comma, trauma, comma, or any other disorder. She does wear glasses, and she states her night vision as well as her peripheral vision is poor. Snellavision was OD uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/100. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/100. And corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/100. And binocular corrected is 20/20. Her condition appears to be well corrected with glasses at this time. Number two, hearing loss. The claimant states that since 2022, she has had decreased hearing of both ears. She denies any surgeries or seeing a physician for her hearing loss. She has no hearing aids, and she states that her hearing loss is both sides of her hearing. She was able to understand my conversation, and she's diagnosed with presbycusis, which affects elderly patients. Her function appears to be fairly well at this time. Allegation number three, osteoarthritis with right knee surgery. The claimant states that in 1995, she started to develop osteoarthritis of her hands and knees. She did have a total knee replacement in 2021. And also in 1995, she had a right knee arthroscopic surgery to clean out her knee, which she states did help her for a while. She was diagnosed with osteoarthritis, and x-rays were performed as well as MRIs, which confirmed her diagnosis. She denies any fractures, but did receive 2 injections into her knee area. Her symptoms include occasional swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. She states her limitations are being able to walk only 60 feet, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, unable to climb any steps at all, comma, squat or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, and lift approximately 1 pound above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or button her clothes. She also states that she did receive 2 months of therapy for her right knee when they did the surgery. She has no assistive devices and is able to ambulate fairly well at this time. She is presently on meloxicam, 15 milligrams QD, which does give her relief. She does no other physical activity. Allegation number four, back and neck pain. The claimant states that in 2000, she fell two times and had a head contusion, injuring her cervical spine and lumbar sacral back area. She states the character of the pain is a burning, stabbing pain, located mostly in the lumbar sacral back area and her neck, which radiates down to the left side. No surgeries were performed or MRIs taken. Her limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, sit for 30 minutes, comma, lift approximately 1 pound above her head and bend over to pick up clothes. She states that she can rarely bend over at all at this time, but does occasionally try to. She has no assistive devices that she uses. She is presently seeing a physician at Clinica of Donna. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, but not doing any other exercise. She denies doing any housework, comma, cooking, comma, or doing the laundry. Her physician is a physician from Clinica de Donna. She has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. She is presently on various medications for pain, which include meloxicam 15 milligrams QD, Tylenol arthritis pain, and tizanidine hydrochloride 4 milligrams TID as needed for muscle spasms. The claimant was also diagnosed with osteoporosis and was started on alendronate sodium 70 milligrams QE. She was diagnosed with cervical spine and lumbar sacral back pain along with osteoporosis. Her condition appears to be stable at this time and she is being treated. Family history. Father died at the age of 62 from a myocardial infarction and congestive heart failure. Mother died at the age of 80 from lung cancer. She also had hypertension, diabetes mellitus, osteoarthritis, and osteoporosis. Medications, meloxicam 15 milligrams QD, alendronate sodium 70 milligrams QE, famotidine 20 milligrams QD, Tylenol arthritis, QID, PRN for pain, Flonase, one spray in each nostril, QD, loratadine, 10 milligrams QD, tenazidine, hydrochloride, 4 milligrams TID. Medical problems, presbyopia of both ear, comma, decreased vision, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, osteoporosis, comma, major surgery, total knee replacement of the right knee in 2021. She also had a right knee arthroscopic surgery performed in 1995. C-section times two. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors. She does have a seizure disorder that she had back in 1980. She has not had a seizure since 1980. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.6 Fahrenheit. Weight 147 pounds. Height 5 feet 4 inches. BP 144 over 95 mmHg, second reading, 129 over 71 mmHg, heart rate 55 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 25. General, this is a 59-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to HEENT? The last two sentences. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/100. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/100. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/100. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to extremities? After the last sentence, there is a 17-centimeter right midline surgical scar of the right knee where the claimant had a total knee replacement, which appears to be intact. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device and does not appear to need one. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lower extremities. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or other deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. The claimant refused to do a lumbar spine flexion, and she also refused to attempt to flex at all. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities, except for both shoulder areas where abduction and forward elevation was only 90. And the claimant did have decreased function of her hands, where she is only able to make a full closed fist partially and is unable to flex her hands completely. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal in the sitting position and slightly abnormal in the supine, where she was only able to lift up her legs at 20 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant refused to attempt to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant refused to walk on her heels or toes, but was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. She was able to stand on one foot bilaterally, but refused to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological. Grip strength is +2/5 bilaterally. However, the claimant did give a very poor effort. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some mild muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control was abnormal bilaterally for both hands. X-rays of the cervical spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is unable to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. Although she was able to carry her belongings and her purse, she hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the right knee, secondary to osteoarthritis, and of her hands, where she does have signs of osteoarthritis. The claimant refused to attempt to heel toe and toe walk, but she is able to tandem walk normally. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 2 or 5. However, the claimant made a very poor effort in the physical exam. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderate restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have some limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to osteoarthritis of the hands and knee area. Probable diagnoses, number one, decreased vision of both eyes, dash confirm with physical examination. Her vision has been corrected with glasses. Number two, hearing loss, dash presbyscusis, appears to be mild. She is able to understand my conversation. And physical exam was normal. Number three, osteoarthritis with right knee surgery consisting of a total knee replacement. Confirmed with physical examination. The claimant appears to have some mild osteoarthritis of the hands and the knee areas. Number four, back and cervical spine pain. The claimant did not attempt to do any of the ranges of motion except for the neck area, which shows decreased range of motion with spasms. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Cecilia Salazar.